What I do anticipate, first of all, especially more so that it is a local government elections year, I do believe that they could provide more support then to those households that are most vulnerable to the very high cost of living. So, for example, don't be surprised if you find the state having to temporarily increase the social safety net via a more coverage for the food card program, more coverage for the school feeding program, temporary cash transfers, maybe even, you never know, a utility bill discount here and there. They did remove VAT on several items last year because of the high cost of food. So I would actually encourage, at least temporarily, given the high cost of living, just considering broadening the zero-rated items list